Here's Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst. Jack, your thoughts on this trade bringing in Marc Gasol?
Well, obviously, you know, you always hate to see a guy like Jonas Valanciunas go, and DeLon Wright, C.J. Miles, all really good guys. And Valanciunas, when he was healthy this year, this team played really well with him in the lineup. And he's a younger player and a guy who, you know, in my opinion, is hitting the prime of his career. At the same time, you know, you get a guy like Marc Gasol, who's a guy, you know, just a elite player when he's on his game. And, you know, he's a tremendous defensive player. We've seen that being all the defensive player of the year in the league. He can score in the post. He can score on the face-up game. He's a terrific passer. So there's a lot of elements to his game that kind of open things up for this team a little bit in terms of how he defends and, again, how he just can operate offensively on a number of different platforms. So you give up something, you get something. And now for the Raptors, you know, with Greg Monroe also being traded to the Nets along with a second-round pick, you got multiple roster spots available right now. And the Raptors are going to have to find a way to come up with a few more players. I still think they need, you know, maybe a backup front court guy. And then on top of that, you got to add another shooter to the mix. And when you get into the buyout market, if a trade hasn't been done that we don't know about yet, you know, you got to have a sales pitch, and you got to be able to convince people that they're going to have an opportunity to play major minutes and a significant role on a team that's a contender. And the last thing I'll say is the fact that, you know, I heard your discussion about, you know, the bench mob and all those kind of things. You look at what Philadelphia did getting Tobias Harris. You look at even Milwaukee just loading up today, getting a guy like Mirotić, who's a really good player. I think you got to have elite people when you get to the playoffs. Depth is secondary. Having guys that are 5 or 5-4+4s in terms of player rating versus guys that are a little bit lesser, those guys don't make as much of a difference in the playoffs. You need guys that have firepower and juice and game and polish in big games. And I think the Raptors, as you guys were mentioning, I think, you know, you see the formula there. They tried the other formula. And I think with this group, and again, I'm sure there's a few other shoes to drop here in the next either few hours or in the next few days or weeks. You know, it's a different look. And you know what? Here's the last thing. By the way, they only have one starter. If Marc Gasol ends up being a starter, they'll only have one starter from last year's team in the starting lineup, and that would be Kyle Lowry.
Well, saying that, Jack, how do you think they stack up? There might be some more things to come in the next couple hours, but Brian was just mentioning, you talked about Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, and Toronto in the East. What do you think of their chances? How do you think they stack up?
I mean, based upon before this trade happened, I mean, the reality is the Raptors are 5-6 against the other three teams. You know, they're 1-3 against Milwaukee, 1-2 against Boston, 3-1 against Philly. And then when we all went to sleep on Tuesday night in Philly and woke up Wednesday morning, the Sixers team, the Raptors, beat 3 out of 4, were a much better team than when we went to bed on Tuesday night. So with all that being said, and then when you look what Milwaukee did earlier, you know, you got to look and say, man, how do you stack up against those teams? I think the Raptors looked and said, hey, we got to do something. And again, that's something, there's more something coming because, again, you only have 10 roster spots. So to go head to head and say they're better than this team, they're not as good as this team, when I have a full roster in front of me, I'll be able to make that proclamation. But needless to say, the next player or two that comes in will be a big part of determining how well they actually do match up with a Milwaukee, a Boston, a Philadelphia. Marc Gasol is an excellent player. They're going to need a little more help than that.
With Jack Armstrong, just to recap what's happened here with the Raptors in terms of the NBA trade deadline, Marc Gasol is in, 2 second-rounders are out, Greg Monroe is on his way to Brooklyn. In terms of who's going back to Memphis, it's Valanciunas, C.J. Miles, and DeLon Wright. We've spoken a lot, Jack, over the past, you know, month and a half in terms of what the approach was going to be leading up to the trade deadline and the areas of need. Obviously, like you've stated, and just based on the roster, they don't have enough guys. They have to bring in more players, if not via trade that we're still waiting to come out or via the buyout market. But was this the area of need that you thought they would be addressing? In other words, just bringing in a big like Marc Gasol as opposed to, you know, a guy who maybe shoots threes, someone who plays the wing position. Was this the area of need that they really needed to attack?
Well, I think they were concerned with playmaking. And I think Gasol, when you look at him over the course of his career, I mean, he's a guy that can get you five assists a night. You can run a lot of stuff through him in the low post or the high post. So, you know, what he brings, it changes the dynamic of your offense a little bit. It makes everyone a little bit more efficient offensively. So, you know, he gives you that. And, again, he's a horse inside in terms of his defense and rebounding. That, you know, obviously when you're a defensive player of the year guy, and now you got a guy with him and Kawhi Leonard, that makes you a pretty formidable defensive club. Definitely the need still. And C.J. Miles had a disappointing year, and DeLon Wright was your third point guard and, you know, was erratic. You got to get another shooter. You got to have shooting. I think a shooting would probably be number one there. And then, you know, if you get, as I mentioned, if you can get a maybe another backup front court guy, those would be the two needs. I think if, you know, to me, if you filled out the roster with a good backup big and a good shooter or maybe even two shooters, then let's get it on. I think they'll be able to hang with those other three teams, and I think they'll feel just as good as those other three teams feel about it. But this is fun stuff. I mean, this is the sixth year of winning for the Raptors. These are positive problems to talk about, you know, so I'm excited about it. And I'm really fascinated about where the proverbial other shoe is going to drop.
Jack, Jennifer here. How are you?
Great, Jennifer. How are
good,
you?
I'm good, thanks. Jack, how long is it going to take, and how long should Raptors fans be thinking it's going to take for this team to gel now that we've got Gasol coming in and any other players that are going to come in? I mean, it seems like it's taken all season so far just for Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard to figure each other out and figure out how they're going to work together. Now you're going to bring Gasol into the mix, and basically there's 2 months here before this team needs to peak and be at their best to try and win the East. So what's the process now to try and get all these guys on the same page and figure out how they're going to play?
Jennifer, really good question. I think number one...
You never say that to us, Jack.
Well, no, I mean, because, you know, you've upgraded your panel dramatically here. Yeah.
Thanks, Jack, I appreciate
it. It's been a big trade deadline for this show.
But hey, here's the thing that's really important. The Raptors only have two back-to-backs left the rest of the way. They've played a ton of games, more than most teams in the NBA. So the beautiful thing they're going to have now is days off in between games where you can practice. You, at the very least, could do film sessions, walkthroughs. So you could spend a lot of time on role definition, trying to get guys all on the same page. And the joke I always use is you don't want to peak too early, right? I mean, the Raptors had a peak early in the year where they were 20-4, and they were fabulous. And we were all excited about this team has a chance to get to the finals. Valanciunas gets hurt in Golden State. You've had all sorts of other issues with, you know, guys in and out of the lineup. The team that won 59 a year ago didn't have any adversity. They had no injuries. They were, you know, fewest in man games lost. The last 5 years, they've had great luck. This year, they've had to scuffle. So I think Nick Nurse has done a great job mixing and matching, finding creative ways to have this team with the fourth best record in the league. And Gasol wasn't on the team, and yet here you are fourth best. And when you had Valanciunas, you were really good. So, you know, who's to say that he can't come in and make an impact that Valanciunas was making early in the year and solidify maybe the flow of your offense a little bit more? And again, you know, if you bring in the right guys along, you know, is it a major loss losing C.J. Miles or DeLon Wright? You might be getting upgraded from those guys. So, again, I don't know the answer, but I'm really excited to find out what it's going to be.
Jack, you just mentioned some days off coming up, and quickly, I'm an old school guy, so are you. Like, wouldn't you find a day or a couple days for these guys where it's like, you know what, don't worry about practice, we'll see you back at the bus, and let's get on the airplane and kind of have some fun, get to know each other and try to find time for that? Or is that just kind of so far in the past, it's not even part of the game anymore?
You know, it's a good point you make. I think they try to, number one, they try to bring these guys together and do different creative things to build that camaraderie and chemistry. I think the Raptors as an organization, I think their greatest strength the last 5 years going into this year was, I hate the word, but I'm going to use it anyway, the culture. I think it was a really good, fun, collegiate culture. It was a team thing. It was really good. Now, has this group had that as much as that? No, because you've had a lot of change, and it takes time. And I think you bring up a really good point in terms of now you're going to add more pieces, and you're going to have to redefine roles. You know, this greatest strength of your organization, one of the greatest strengths, has been that atmosphere and that positive vibe and that chemistry you've had. On the other hand, you know, what do they say? You don't value chemistry until you don't have it, right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you can have all sorts of chemistry and not enough loaded guns to get you over the hump. And I think that's been a bit of the problem for the Raptors. So you may be going to trade a little bit of the chemistry for a little bit more star power. I look at a team like Milwaukee. They got amazing chemistry. But is that going to get them over the hump? We'll find out. They continue to try to upgrade. Boston's got the best talent in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia might have the best starting unit in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference. But there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. And again, maybe those next two roster spots that get filled now with all these open spots will help determine what this jigsaw puzzle is truly going to look like.
Enjoy it tonight. Thank you, Jack.
Can't wait, folks. Have a great, great evening.
There's Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst.